Hi, Pedro. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Happy Monday. We made it, right?
Yeah,
My name
it's
is
a cool
Nadine
weekend.
Medina, by the way. I'm one of the regional specialists. So, Pedro, I handle pricing and details for your area. I love the name of the company, King Plumbing LLC. It's got a good ring to it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So that's my last name.
Oh, really? King's your
Yeah.
last name? Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, before I get into the pricing and details, I know that Lulu was kind of going over the basis of our program. Did you have questions like about the placement that we do or questions about how the program works?
Yeah. So how did you guys, well, I know you probably got my number off the internet, but in like a scan of like my area, but
What we do, I'll tell you
how
how
does
we
it
get
work?
your number. I'll tell you how we found you. So we have an inventory department, okay? When we have a position that opens up in the local map section of Google, you know where that map that pops up with the little red dots?
Yeah.
So when we have a position open up there, Pedro, we have a department that creates a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify for this position. What we look for as far as like what qualifies you is having a good reputation online, like nothing negative about your company, right? Being able to accept more new customers here and there, and I'm not talking about being overwhelmed, and the ability to provide a quality type of service, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So when Lulu was speaking with you, she mentioned that you're new, I think almost a year. Is that correct? April will be a year. Congratulations on the new business.
Thank you.
So she mentioned she felt that you were a great candidate, and that's why she wanted me to speak with you. I was actually doing a search for your company by name because I wanted to see, well, what type of online presence does he have out there, right? Like, what do you
Yeah.
currently have? So I had actually came across, now this could have been when you registered your company. Okay. I
Okay.
actually found you listed on, it's called Bizipedia.
Oh, yeah,
I
I know about that one.
also, okay. And then I also see, it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, you have a website, a kingplumbing.net.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found
Yeah, I
that.
created that.
Good job. Looks good. And then I also saw, what's this other one that popped up? Let me see. It looks like, and I don't know, are you using Facebook and Instagram right now?
I'm not. I haven't had it.
Okay.
Like, even personally. Like, I haven't had
Okay.
it since I was 16.
Okay. No worries. So I found those, and then it looks like there's also like an Angie's Leads, right?
Yeah,
So
I just actually
from
signed up
what,
for that like last week.
oh nice. So from what I have seen is this, Pedro, that you provide a quality type of service to your clients, right? And that's definitely
Yeah.
the kind of company that we're looking to work with. So if we were to start working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we will close out the category. What that means is that we won't work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services because we want to make sure that your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so
Okay.
far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my question is this. Are you based out of Nampa or in Boise?
In Nampa.
In Nampa. Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
I try to stay away from Boise just because it's a little bit far and traffic
okay.
kind of gets bad over there, and it's just like, I know there's plenty of other companies in the area, so I
So you're
figured,
staying very local. Okay.
Like Nampa,
Okay.
Caldwell,
Okay.
Meridian, Star.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lulu mentioned that this is a part-time gig, or do you ever plan on going full-time?
I just haven't had enough work.
Okay. All right. And then, let me see here. And then I was also looking, it's only residential work for now, right? For the plumbing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you mentioned you don't even have a personal Facebook page. You haven't used Facebook since you were 16, huh?
Yeah, I just thought I was a little young, you know, and I was like, I don't want to get involved in something that anybody can go back and look at when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Well, I definitely feel that you're a really great candidate, so there's a couple options for you, okay? Now, one thing I would recommend for you is our Platinum Package, because this package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, Pedro, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. So you're not charged
okay.
per call, per job, or per click. So
okay.
you could go with our Platinum Package to start, right? And then if you're not comfortable with that, then I'll tell you what the other option would be, okay? The
okay.
Platinum Package, with the new in business rate, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, and it comes with a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover your programming. It makes the initial investment $348 to get it started, $249 every month after with no contracts. This gives you first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We build you a business Facebook page, and we will be running Facebook advertising. Facebook ads will target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they see your ad, they click on it, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, we also list you on Yelp and Apple Maps. We ensure that your website be attached wherever we're promoting your company. And we also include what we call the mobile platform. That means anyone who performs a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet will find you on that first page of Google immediately. So it's
gotcha.
Basically covering all of your bases. And the beauty of this program is you can cherry pick the jobs you want to take, because we're not charging you per call, per job, or per click. It's going to be a flat rate monthly.
Gotcha.
How does that sound to you so far?
That sounds cool. I might honestly consider, you know, using up the rest of my Angie's leads and, like, using up the credits that I have, and then just stick with this if it's going to bring me more calls for a cheaper price, you know.
What's your cost on the Angie's, if you don't mind me asking, on your leads? Do they give you, like, an idea?
Yeah, they said it's, like, $15 to $50 a lead, depending on
okay.
the size of the job. And then, but basically, I already paid the $750 up front,
uh-huh.
and $1,000 credit of leads.
Yes.
So I can set it for like $250 worth of leads every month, which
uh-huh.
the agent over there said that would be around 15 to 20 leads a month. And I
uh-huh.
can do that for 4 months because I have $1,000 credit towards it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
you're paying $15
to
$50 per lead, right?
Yeah, but I have $1,000 credit right now, so
right.
And it hasn't even started because I just signed up for that. So yeah.
So the leads aren't on right now. Okay.
Not yet.
So
you're supposed to call me this week and get that all set up.
Right. So what you're saying is you want to run out the what you have allocated with them now before moving forward with a program like this. Am I correct?
I mean, it kind of depends. I mean,
okay.
I mean, I'd like to get as much work as I possibly can, you know?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you this, Pedro. One thing about Google, right, and Angie's is a great directory, don't get me wrong. They're a really great directory. We work with a lot of their clients, too. So with Google, right, if someone's in need of a plumber, okay, the first thing that they're going to do, 90% of them are going to go to Google to search for a plumber, because you know when it comes to plumbing, right, it's kind of like an urgency.
Yeah.
You can't wait.
Yeah,
you know, you need a plumber
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
So
you don't need them till you need them.
You know what? You're right. And let me tell you, even when my plumbing went out, it was like, oh my gosh, I need a plumber now. Like, I can't wait. Like, there was guys that because I didn't know a plumber, and I come from a large Hispanic family, and no one in my family knew a plumber. And I was like, what is going on? I know you guys don't do your own plumbing. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's just crazy, you know? So I went on Google, I even went on Facebook, Pedro, and I was asking, like, does anyone know a plumber? And I went on Google, and I started calling the guys down the list, right? I'm
yeah.
not even joking. A couple of them told me, Well, I can get you in 2 weeks. I'm like, that's not going to work. Like, my plumbing is out. Like, I can't wait 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, this is like now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll tell you, I found a guy, and it was a small family-owned company, Hispanic family. And I'm going to tell you, they knocked it out. They had a great team. And listen to this. My neighbor's plumbing went out 2 weeks later. She's like, you got that number to that guy? I said, I sure do. I gave her the number. She called him. He came out. Her mom lives next door. Her mom's plumbing went out after that. So that guy, just off of me, he ended up getting two more jobs. But it's because of the service that they provided. And that's going to work the same way for you, Pedro, because even if someone doesn't know you by name, right, they find you on Google. And let's say they read a review from someone who has used your services, you're going to open up another door to their family and friends who are going to know who you are just by reading a review. I say that because we help you to get reviews. So we even create you a tiny URL that you can send via text or email to any of your clients, and I encourage it. Ask them to leave you a review. Even if there was work that you did for family members, ask them to leave you a review because it's the modern-day word of mouth. Right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, with our program too, Pedro, you're going to also have a customized tracking and reporting system, which will allow you to track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to see like how many phone calls you received, where they performed the location of the search. If you want to go in there and let's say you feel like adding keywords, maybe you want to run promotions or change any of your content, you have the ability to do so as well, but you'll always have also a team here dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of it so that you can focus on your jobs, right? But all of this would actually start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. So, but yeah, as I mentioned, you know, it is a month-to-month program. I mean, there's no contracts. I would think it's something to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that sounds good. How long does it take to get set up and started?
For me and you to set up the account, probably like about 10, 12 minutes tops. I'll try to get you through it as quickly as possible because I know you're working too. And then what we do is we schedule a client interview. The client interview is going to be the most important because that's when you're going to talk to my technician. What we do is we block out an hour, but it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. But we'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Okay. What's the best email for you, Pedro?
King Plumbing.
Uh-huh.
3P.
T as in Tom?
LLC. P as in.
Oh, P as in Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, so King Plumbing, the number 3, and then P as in Paul, LLC?
And then LLC, yeah, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. So right now, Pedro, you're going to be getting 2 emails from me, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that I mentioned the price being $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee, everything that's included in that package, okay? The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and that just gives you an overview of the reporting system, as I mentioned, how you'll be able to track your results. So I want you to just have an example of that, okay? So there goes the second one. Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, can you also receive text messages on this phone?
Yeah.
Beautiful. On the bottom of the emails, okay, Pedro, you're going to see my contact information, right? But I'm also going to text it to you. Now, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So let me know once you receive both text messages that I'm sending. So the first one's going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my phone number and extension. Let me just hit send on that. And then the second one, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So as I mentioned, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or you even have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're on Mountain Time, so you're actually right now an hour ahead of us. So for okay. you, we're always here 8 to 5, okay? Now, when that text okay. comes through, I'm going to suggest that you save our 877 number in your contacts under local splash, Pedro, so this way you never lose our phone number, okay? Did okay. you get those two text messages? Did they come through yet?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, for the account, your name is Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, right? That's how you spell it?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name? Is it Ray or is it King?
It's King.
Okay. And then now the phone number that should be listed for your business, and this is the best number for us to contact you, Pedro, is it going to be the 208-318-3073?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, this is important. How do you want your company name to show up on Google? Do you want it to read as King Plumbing LLC, or do you want the LLC not included? It's your preference.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does not. It doesn't matter at all. I would suggest, let me look at your website again. By the way, did I tell you, you did a good job on that website. It looks really good.
Thank you.
Considering that, you know, is it your first one? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You did a really good job. I you know what? For not being a professional on websites, you did good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, it looks really, really good. So on your website, you have the LLC. Do you want to just keep it like that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. And then now Google's going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail, and this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address do you want them to send it to? Your home address?
Well, that's the only thing. I kind of really didn't want my home address to be on Google, you know?
It won't. We have to hide it. So let me explain, right? A lot of businesses that are on Google have what's called a home office. A home office means that you operate out of your home. But yeah. you're mobile. You go to the residents to do their work. They don't come to you to pick out tile at your storefront or to buy products. So Google, what they do is they send out the PIN code to your home address, but that address is hidden because Google and ourselves, we don't want your address showing. No one needs to know where you live at. So all businesses yeah. that are like you are PIN verified at their home address with the address hidden. I know Angie's, I think your address shows on there. There's a 10258 Millgrain Street.
Uh-huh.
Is that your home address?
Yeah.
Okay, that address does show on Angie's, just so you know, but it would not show on Google. We have to hide it. Google does not okay. want that address to show, okay?
Okay.
So should we have them mail it there?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And is the zip code 83687?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no, like, apartment number. It's just the physical address, the 10258, correct?
Yeah.
Millgrain Street? Okay.
Yeah.
And let me just click on here to hide the address. Yeah, no one needs to show up at your house. They don't need to know where you live at.
Yeah, I don't want that. I gotta probably talk to Andy about that, yeah.
I would ask him and see if they could hide your address. I didn't know if you were aware of that or not, but everybody that is on Angie's, their address always shows. I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the payment, Pedro, we're going to go over the billing, okay? Before I process okay. your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program we don't typically advertise. So it's going to go over what the amount is, that you're making the payment today's date. It's going to also state, okay, so we're just going to ask, stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. I'm also going to state in there that you can cancel at any time. We're just going to ask that you make sure to call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. And we part as friends. We do not charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We like to earn your business. Okay? So when I'm walking you through it, though, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using today, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
In both.
And how does your name read on the card, Pedro? Is it just Pedro King, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, there's a middle initial. It's a J.
A J? Like, say, yeah. Like John? Okay. All right. And then how does the business name read on there? Is it just King Plumbing, or does it have the LLC on it?
Let me double check real quick.
Okay. Take your time, and I'm going to start looking at the schedule, too. It's okay.
Okay. And then this you guys, so with this charge, you guys create my Facebook and Instagram and all that too?
Yes. So here's what we're going to create. We're going to create the Google business profile. We're going to optimize it. We're going to manage it on the first page. Okay. We're also going to create a profile for you on Bing, on the first page of Bing, which is another search engine. We're going to build your business Facebook page, and you're going to have ownership to that page. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll have full access. We're just going to be listed as managers. Also with your Google business profile too. We're just managers. Now, we're going to run Facebook ads. What I would encourage you, because we don't do Instagram yet, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Create an Instagram page for the business, and when we have your Facebook page done, you're going to link them together. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because when we're running your Facebook ads, those will also show up on your Instagram.
Okay.
So it's a bonus for you, in other words. Okay, so we're going to do all the work, okay? I would just suggest create an Instagram page, so once we have your Facebook page done, you're going to link them, because you're going to have the ownership to it. We add you as the owner on your Facebook, okay?
That makes sense.
Right.
And then I could post pictures on Instagram, and you can use those pictures on Facebook, right?
Yes, and I'm going to encourage you to do that. So when your pages are linked, when you post on your Instagram, it's going to automatically post on your Facebook business page. When you post on your Facebook business page, it's going to automatically post on your Instagram. I encourage you, Pedro, because we won't be doing your posting. We're just running your Facebook ads. I encourage you, when you finish a job, post the picture and say, oh, finish job, blah, 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 right? Keep your content fresh, even if you do it once a month, at the very least.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Okay. And then you said it has the business name. Is it with the LLC or without it?
Oh, my bad.
It's okay. I know we got kind of on another subject, right? So I wanted to make sure. I get all excited about the Facebook. You'd be surprised. I mean, this is going to help you.
On it.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You're going to love this program.
Yeah.
Same feeling.
Kind of just because I'm working right now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kind of working right now, and I got I'm working my day job right now for another contractor.
Okay.
And we're doing this remodel, and he's going to be here any minute, and I don't want to, I don't want to disrespect him by working on my stuff.
No, of course not. Of course not. So how much time do you have?
Probably like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. We'll get through it. Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
It is... I just had it out. Sorry. It's
okay.
3767.
Mm-hmm.
466-162. 91005.
This is American Express, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
0428.
And the CVV code on the front?
Is 1718.
1718. Okay, I'm not charging the card yet. I'm walking you through the voice verification recording first. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me so I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
King Plumbing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Pedro King, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes. Is that like from customers?
That's from us. So our company is Local Splash. What we're saying is we might call you with an update, right? We know you're in the middle of a job. We just ask that you at least call us back within 24 business hours, okay? So whenever we call you or text you or email, just be responsive, okay? I also want you to be aware, Pedro, you might get a call from a third-party company that's not related to us that's trying to ask you to sell you like other marketing, okay? We will never call you for more money. If that ever happens, don't even entertain the call. Disconnect it and call us immediately. In fact, I'm going to put a security question on your account with us. So you always want to ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
And what we're saying is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. And how much is this charging right now? Again?
And that's what I'm going to go over with you right now. So I don't charge the card yet until you agree to everything. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 18th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on April 18th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the, 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I sent you, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know you got to call 3 business days before the 18th if you need to pause it or cancel it, okay, so that way you don't get charged. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, also I have another question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So if I cancel, I get to keep my Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. We don't erase anything. Yes, because that Facebook page, how we're going to create it, Pedro, is through your personal page, so that way you have access to it, and we list you as the owner. You have full ownership, even to the Google Business Profile. We don't keep any of that. If you canceled, it's still yours.
Okay, yeah. I was just making sure, because it sucked to cancel, and you guys are like,
oh, no.
We made that for you, you know? It's like,
listen, that is a good question. No, absolutely. That is a good question. Listen, let's say you canceled with us, right? The only thing that would happen is that you would eventually fall off the first page, but your Google Business Profile is still there. Your Facebook ads wouldn't be running because we're not managing them, right? But you still have your business Facebook page. You still manage it.
Okay.
You're the owner, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. So in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and we send it to you in a text message. I want to put a security question on your account with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What did you want for your security question?
I'll do my first pet.
What was your first pet's name?
Touch.
Touch, T-O-C-H?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you probably got 5 minutes, do you think? I don't want you to get in trouble when your boss comes. I don't want to be disrespectful.
I'm just I have to use the restroom. Just ignore.
It's okay. No, do what you got to do, Mijo. So I want to schedule your appointment with the technician. And do you want something late in the afternoon today?
Can we do in a couple days?
Like for what day? Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday would probably be better.
What time on Wednesday?
Like around 4:30 or 5.
I actually have the latest appointment I have on Wednesday would be 4 to 5 your time. That would be the latest.
Okay.
Will that work? Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you an email with your calendar invite. So Wednesday, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just need you to answer all calls within that hour. If when we call you, you happen to be in the middle of a job and you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? And we'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview. I probably only need two minutes just so I can jot down some notes. So under your services, I'm listing from what I'm looking at on your website. So obviously, right, tankless water heaters. I see you do replacements. I see you do toilet service replacements. Plumbing is obvious, slow and clogged drains. Leak, do you do leak and water damage?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Inspections. Plumbing inspections, anything I'm missing? Like, do you do new construction, remodels?
Yeah, I do new construction and remodels.
Okay, perfect. Now, your Facebook page, okay? You still have the personal page?
I don't have any personal. I don't have anything on Facebook.
Over the next couple of days, this is what I need you to do. Just open up a personal Facebook. You don't have to have friends or even pictures on there. Just open up a personal page, text me the link to one of the text messages that I sent you, reply to that with the link to your Facebook so that way we can create the one for your business. Remember, you don't have to have friends or pictures on it. Just open up a personal page, okay? Are you licensed and insured or in the process? Yeah, just a personal page.
Yeah,
because that's how they're all created.
Okay,
yeah, no one's going to see it. I'm sorry?
Not a business one, a personal one?
No, because just open up. So all business Facebook pages are created through a personal Facebook. So that's why I said all you need to do is just open up a personal page, no pictures, no friends on it, okay? Send me that link. We're going to build your business Facebook page, and it's created that way, all of them are, so that way you have access to your own page. No one will see your personal page, okay? Now, I'm going to put you down to cover a 20-mile radius. Does that sound about right for you or a little bit less?
Can we go like 15?
15? You got it. And then let me see here. What are your hours of operation?
Right now.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday or appointment only?
I do appointment only.
Okay. And do you prefer when we contact you, phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Mostly phone and text.
Okay.
Probably the best.
What are your forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Cash, check, and card.
Cash, check, and card. Okay. Now, we're already going to be done. Go ahead.
I also accept payments like through email. Like I send an invoice and then they can pay through email too with their own card.
Oh, good. That probably makes it. Oh, so like a Square, how you can like invoice it and then they hit pay and put their card information.
Yeah, I just use a different software.
Like a different app. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It kind of helps you too with your taxes, keeping everything in order. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Now, just two things I need you to look for on your text messages or your emails. There's one that'll say action photos needed and one that says initial invoice, whichever one you find first, and then we're going to be done. I probably need 2 minutes and you're done.
Okay, you said the one that says
action photos needed or the one that says initial invoice, whichever one you find first.
Okay.
We sent it both to your email and in a text message.
say you need me to click out, click the
click, link. Yeah. Are you looking at the one that says initial invoice?
Yeah.
Or which one?
Business verified.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to just go over this with you. So this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. There's a list of items that we listed that we need pictures on, okay? Send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? But send us a picture, like, of your business license and business insurance. Send us a picture of your work truck or work van with the license plate showing, your work tools and or work equipment, okay? Whatever you have on that list that you can send us pictures on, send them. The ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. This is just to get you verified through Google faster, okay? Now, the one that I need you to find says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, hello, Pedro, Jay, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, click that link?
Yes, click on where it says click here. Do you see that there? Where it says click here? Okay, now it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you look towards the bottom, there's where it says mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number listed there, right? You see that there?
Yeah.
Your phone number? Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're going to click on the box underneath of it that says you agree to receive text messages to your phone. And then
okay.
You'll click on the other box that you are certifying. It's your name on the card, basically, that you provided and that your information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, type your name, Pedro, exactly as it reads there. No period after the J, just Pedro space J space King. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you
okay.
do that, it should ask you to enter username and password. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. We don't have your username or password yet because we're going to be creating that. So starting from Wednesday, I need you to be on the lookout. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So we'll need that PIN code. Okay. Now, 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created. You're going to be listed in the directories, and we're going to also send you your login credentials to start tracking your results. We'll send it by email with this link, a username, and a password. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible. And what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, the first page placement on Google, we always say that that can take between 30 to 45 days. However, many times I have seen where it's happened sooner. Now, in the meantime, we'll start getting everything else up and running so you can start generating calls, and we'll be sending you notifications, keeping you in the loop when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories, so that way you're aware of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. You're going to love this program. So remember, Wednesday we have your client interview. But if you have questions before then, like regarding the Facebook link that you need to send me, feel free and reach out to me. You have my number. Just make sure you put extension 623. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Pedro. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we will call you on Wednesday, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.